Peace and blessings to you all. My name is Michael Cobbler, and I am leading the workshop, The Bible and the Blues. If you don't have it already, please take two copies of the sheets I'm handing out, also a copy of the Lutheran Book of Worship, copy of the new worship resource with One Voice, and a Bible. You'll need all that. And you also need your voices, so you have to hold books and sing. So that's a lot to do, I know, but I have every expectation that you can, in fact, do it. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
The purpose for this workshop is our participants will discover how scripture texts are set to the blues and related forms of music in worship, and various text settings will be sung during the workshop. We'll follow this outline of introductions and prayer, then the black background of the blues and its use in worship, some examples that we'll sing, and then questions and discussion. Then at the end, I'll ask you to give a one-word evaluation of the session. Then we'll have prayer and closing song, which is a song written by Eddie Bonnemere, Help Me Jesus. And as we have finally gathered and handed out most of the material, I think there's just about enough for one. If you have to share, please do. Let us then have a word of prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious and ever-living God, we give you thanks for the gift of music and the songs that are sung and the words that are written so that your people may give praises to you. We ask you on this day to lift up our hearts and our voices in song so that we may give praises to you, not only in this way, but in all that we do. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I encourage you to think of yourselves as a choir in this time together, because you'll need to do a fair amount of singing. But the main thing is to think in terms of boldness. Your singing does not have to be perfect. It does have to be spirited in order to help this workshop along, and I will do what I can to coach you along the way. I'm reminded of the commercials that you see on TV where drivers are driving all around the place and driving in circles, and they say, "Do not try this at home." Well, I don't know if you would try it at home or not, but you're not home, so let's be bold. A little bit of background before we begin on the blues and its use in worship. Some might think that the Bible and the blues is a kind of oxymoron, that they somehow don't go together. But in fact, scripture is filled with laments. I suspect about one quarter of the Psalms are laments and have a bluesy feel to them, except that we haven't had much opportunity to use the American music form called the blues to match it with our worship experiences. There are some so-called blue liturgies that have been written, and are all fine and well done. What I want to concentrate on is the blues as a musical form, how it came to be, and also how it has been adapted not only by myself but others for use in the worship in the church. Some uses are more conventional than others. First of all, the blues comes from a myriad of musical forms. Slave songs, work songs, camp songs, all contributed to the blues along with European music. Particularly for those who know about music, the progression 1-4-5-1. We'll get into what that's about later on. Whether 8-bar phrases or 12-bar phrases or 16-bar phrases are used, those are the common chord progressions that are used in the blues. But the thing is that it was mainly in places that we call honky-tonks and speakeasies, the places where good people didn't go, where the blues came together using all these musical forms and became a distinct form within itself. It developed primarily at the beginning of this century in places like St. Louis, with migration of African Americans from southern states and made their way into St. Louis and Chicago and Kansas City. All those places were hot spots for blues. Matter of fact, there's a blues song that goes like this. I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. Some of you may even know it. I got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Oh, yeah. I'm standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. Oh, yeah. I'm standing on the corner, 12th Street and Vine. Now, let's hear it. Yes, indeed. That's right, that's right. With my Kansas City baby and a cup of Kansas City wine. And then, you know, and it goes on from there. But, you know, I might take a train, I might take a plane, and you on a walk, and I'm going to do the same. I'm going to Kansas City, and so on and so forth. But we're not here to sing just about Kansas City. But that's a good place to start. Now that's blues. It's kind of a happy blues, but it's blues nonetheless because it takes that form, as you see, that chord progression of 1-4, and then 5, and then 1, and uses it in that fashion. Then, of course, rock and roll also borrowed from the blues, all you know this tune also. Yeah, ain't nothing but a hound dog, rocking all the time. Yeah, ain't nothing but a hound dog, barking all the time. You ain't nothing but a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Yeah. All that's blues. And it's just all rock and roll did was give it a drum beat and hip it up a little bit. So, as so often happens in America, we borrow from forms to make other forms, and the church can borrow too. That's really the premise for this workshop and the kind of work I do in blues and jazz and other music forms and introducing them in worship, I and many others who are about that. To have church, and this is not original with me, a fellow named Martin Luther got into it. He said, if we want to have church, two things need to be in place, namely the word of God rightly preached and the sacraments rightly administered. What does that mean? A whole lot of other stuff is fair game. Now, that does not mean that theology goes out the window. That does not mean anything goes. That does not mean certain formulas of the church are to be totally ignored. That also does not mean that tradition needs to be totally ignored. But it does give us a significant amount of room in reference to the music used in worship and blues and its related forms are a possibility. To that end, I want to try some that are in our midst. That first example, Psalm 6, I don't want to do that first because it's going to require some practice. But let's look at I'm so glad Jesus lifted me or set me free. That's in the With One Voice, number 673. Now, that is an African-American spiritual that uses the blues form, really hepped up, as you see in a moment. And it's, though With One Voice doesn't indicate it, it does have scripture references in the back of this resource, and those who don't know it, this is a new and excellent resource, by the way, for hymnody. It doesn't make any reference to scripture reference for this one, but one can look at John 8, 34 through 36, or John 12, 32, when I'm lifted up from the earth, draw all human beings to me, and when John 8, when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So these scripture passages certainly hearken to this particular song. I'm going to play it on trombone, and then I'll encourage you to sing. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Oh,
Jesus let the rain.
Very good. Now, thing is, we're going to do a little something with that. Y'all sounded like a very fine choir. Now we want to make it sound like church. I'm so glad. Now think about the theological significance of that song. I know how sometimes we show how we're glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I can't tell. Sandy Ray tells a story. The late, great Sandy Ray preached at a Cornerstone Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York. He would say to his congregation, if you were watching the Yankees play a ball game, amen, and if Paul O'Neill hit a home run, if he hit a home run, one would not sit in silence and say, that was a wonderful home run he hit. Or make a local flavor, if Junior, if he was well, if Junior, and those from Washington State know who I'm talking about, and some outside may know, if Junior hit a home run, turned his baseball cap backwards and ran the bases, you wouldn't say, oh, Ken Griffey Jr., such a good hitter. That's wonderful. Oh, the Mariners finally won a game. Oh, joy. You be in the stands, yeah, yeah, that's it, yeah, that's right, yeah, go ahead, Junior, go with your bad self. If Randy Johnson threw a perfect game, you'd be saying, oh, okay. I heard that. You'd be saying, oh, what a masterpiece, so masterful, oh, outstanding. You'd be, yeah, I was there, that's right, I was there, and the story would just grow in proportion over the years, amen?
Amen.
It'd be, you'd be standing next to Randy Johnson while he was throwing the last pitch, right? By the time, you know, telling your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, it'd be great. But Sandy Ray said that, well, you're in church. You know, if I say something that hit a home run to your heart, you know, don't be quiet. Well, you want to sing in the same way. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Let's start it. One, two, ready, sing.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
Let's attack Psalm 6. Now, this is very good. This is something that I want you to turn to the Bible text, in this case, to see how it compares.
He said turn to it.
Open up your Bible. There are more Bibles here, or you can share. Now I This is surely a lament. Someone could read it from whatever version you have. You read out loud.
O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thine hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me from thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my moaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. For the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Yeah.
All right, what we're going to do is Oh Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. This is the refrain you're now going to learn. Oh Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. I'm worried and I'm troubled. And I'm as sad as I can be. Not sad. My good. Did you note there? Now, that's too high. There we go. I'm going to drop it down for all folk that have low voices like me.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, listen to this. You have to learn this melody. Oh, Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. Oh, Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. You got to snap it. You got to snap your fingers. I'm worried and I'm troubled. And I'm as sad as I can be. Down, 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 down. Oh, Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. Yeah, you got it now. Just keep with it. Oh, Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. I'm worried and I'm troubled. And I'm as sad as I can be. Now, all right, go ahead, work with it. Now, do it again.
Oh, Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. Oh, Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me.
All right. I'm worried and I'm troubled. Not that blues. He want to pick it up a little bit in terms of tempo. that's plenty blues. Now we're gonna pick up a little tempo, and the thing is, when you snap, it's on beats 2 and 4. So it's one and about that tempo. So you remember you're snapping on 2 and 4, not on 1 and 3. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. All right, let's sing. Oh, Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. Boo-boo-bee-boo-bee-boo-bee-boo-bee-boo. Oh, Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. I'm worrying and I'm troubled and as sad as I can be. This is my birth. I'm moaning and moaning and I cry and cry all night. Boo, 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 boo. I'm moaning and moaning and I cry and cry all night. My bed is filled with my tears and my life is no way right. All right, let's sing that refrain now.
Oh Lord, don't make me angry.
I'm weak and worn and weary. Oh Lord, hear me while I'm here. Oh Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. Oh Lord, don't you be angry. Don't you put your wrath on me. I'm worried and I'm troubled. Despair to more despair. turn page 2 and we're going to do another song.
That song's just like Heartbreak Hotel.
There you go. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Boo 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 bee boo 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 bee boo 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 boo. I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely. I'm so lonely like that. Oh yeah. Who knows? Elvis may have gotten influence from Psalm 6. Nah. All right, let's turn to Psalm 40, 1 through 3. And if someone could read that.
I waited patiently upon the Lord, and he stooped to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the desolate pit, out of the mire and clay. He set my feet upon a high cliff and made my footing sure. He has put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many shall see and stand in awe and put their trust in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Now this song is, once again, a song that's sung in a whole host of African-American churches. And it is an affirmation of the power of God in the midst of trouble. Hallelujah, anyhow. goes like this. You're going to help me with the refrain. Hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your troubles get you down. When some trouble comes your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Let's just try. Hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your troubles get you down. When some trouble comes your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Let's try it again. Hallelujah, anyhow. Swing. Hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your troubles get you down. When some trouble comes your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah,
that's it. Anyhow.
His verse. God brought me up out the miry clay. God set my feet on a rock today. God put a song in my heart today, a song of praise. Alleluia. Refrain.
Alleluia anyhow. Never let your troubles get you down.
Amen.
When some trouble comes your way, hold your head up high and say, Alleluia anyhow.
One more time for the Holy Ghost.
Alleluia anyhow. Never let your troubles get you down. When some trouble comes your way, hold your head up high and say, Alleluia anyhow.
Amen. Give yourself a hand on that. Amen. Hallelujah anyhow. Now, this next one, we're just stealing from the LBW. See, we take any sources. We don't care. Five 26 in the Lutheran Book of Worship. Immortal, invisible, God only wise. Once again, we don't have a specific listing of a scriptural reference, but it's clear that there is borrowing from Isaiah 6, 1 to 3, also Colossians 1 and a few other places. And my Welsh friends get mad at me about this one. I can't blame them, because it's certainly one. Here's where we, and blues does this as a lot of other traditions do, we simply borrow from another musical form to accomplish our purposes. And we did some serious borrowing here.
And, creative plagiarism.
Oh yeah. Now, immortal, visible, God only wise, what I do is I'm gonna have you sing a couple verses in between the second and third verse. I'm gonna play Miles Davis All Blues. And we've done this to such, we've elevated this to such a art form in Columbus with musicians there that one jazz musician in Columbus actually wants to record this, where he has put in a whole host of secondary chords, and oh, it's outstanding. But immortal, invisible, God only wise goes with a swing, so it's like a jazz blues waltz. So can you imagine? Say, who taught you that? Hunt them down. You know, choir director for you. But that's where you want to sing it. So let's just try
it.
What's
your address?
Yeah, there you go. 1, 2, 3, ready, shake.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, divine, insensible, living from our eyes. No blessing, no sorrows, no ancient of days. Why are you with us? When we pointed to now, the rising, unhasting, and silent.
Let's get that first phrase. It's tough. It's tough.
Now, man, let's slow it down just for learning purposes. We Lutherans, and most of us are Lutheran, think we can learn anything quick. No, we can't. But at least we can be exposed to it. Amen. Standard 12-bar blues progression. Let's try that again. And I'll jam along while you sing it. So one, a two, a one, two, three.
Why, Lord, for the living among the dead. Why,
places, and I'm still alive, so I guess it's okay. Yes?
You get to use the combo in regular church setting?
Oh, yes. So yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We have at First English Lutheran Church in Columbus, Ohio, where I serve, a jazz worship service that takes place. Well, the frequency depends on who we can get, but for this coming year, we hope to have it every other Sunday in the afternoon. And different combos, and I'm usually there, and we do things like this.
Use the same choir you might use in a more traditional setting?
We haven't used the choir much, but choirs have been used for this kind of work. Yes, indeed. Especially singing.
Director, you know, who says you must sing in
I heard that. Yes.
I was wondering if are there some recordings that we can hear more of this? I mean, because not all of us can get up to.
Ah, okie dokie. We haven't recorded much at First English, but if you get stuff from, there are things that Eddie Bonnemer has done, Mise Latare, also Oh Happy the People that are recorded. And the various jazz masses, Ellington's jazz mass is recorded. I'd encourage that. And also the things that have been done by Augsburg Fortress, various alternative liturgies, a Liturgy of Joy done by James Capers, which has a gospel feel to it. Also, Detroit Folk Mass, which is probably more difficult to play, but certainly is a fine piece of work done by Butler and Jim Harris, Tillis Butler and Jim Harris. And there are a few others that are around that have a folk, blues, and jazz feel to it. Any other questions? This has been a real joy for me. And like go around the room in light of that, and just see what you thought about the Bible and the blues. A one-word evaluation. I like to do this with all the workshops I do. So, if you can do it in one word, fine. If you can't, that's fine too. But just don't preach a sermon. Let's go ahead.
Spirited.
Okie dokie.
Praiseful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Exciting.
Yes,
indeed.
Fun.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sad.
Sad.
I like the sad song.
Okay. Amen.
Informative.
Mm-hmm.
Need more.
And it revs me up.
Amen.
Fun.
Amen.
Cool.
Amen.
Wonderful.
All righty.
Joyful.
Mm-hmm.
Very special.
Good. Novel.
Get down.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Grateful you're here.
Thank you.
Yes.
Emotional.
Amen.
Second day.
Lively.
Mm-hmm.
Stimulating.
Joyful.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a word, but I like the fact that it's connected with the scriptures.
Amen.
Scriptural.
Amen.
Wide angle. Question mark.
Wide angle.
And the thing is, just so you know, that all kind of folks can do this. There's no one culture or one group of folks that have a lock on doing this kind of thing. Last time I looked, F sharp had no color, except on the piano, and that's peculiarity to the piano. What's important is, and what's been important to me is that musicians, in some cases, who otherwise have not been involved in worship of any kind in their personal lives, have come step forward and been involved in this kind of worship. It's very encouraging, and then. Musicians who have a faith commitment are pleased that their peculiar gifts are now being used in the context that they have permission to use their peculiar gifts in the context of worship. So it's been very exciting to do this. Now for our closing, let's have a prayer and then we're going to sing Help Me Jesus to Love My Neighbor as Myself. As you see, that comes from that was written by Becca Lutheran, who wrote the words. Actually, Bob Borman wrote the words, and Eddie Bonnemann wrote the music to Help Me Jesus Love My Neighbor as Myself from the Missa Laetare, which means Mass of Joy. Well, I'm not worried about it. All right, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O gracious God, for this opportunity to lift you up in song. We especially give you thanks for all those who gathered here and for this ministry known as Holden Village. We ask you that we always be able to sing your song, that we always look to your future to guide us, your grace to sustain us, and your gospel to strengthen us. Give us peace this day and peace in all days to come. We pray this in your precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Help me, Jesus, to love my neighbor as myself. Some of you may know it. My goal is like this.
Oh,